some of your listeners might have seen the videos from Google about the fact that it has voice command support. So you can say, you know, OK Glass, take a picture. OK Glass, record a video. OK Glass, you know, start a hangout with some friends, things like that. And the voice recognition is actually pretty good. I mean, it depends. If there's a lot of background noise or a lot of people talking around you, obviously it's not going to be as good. But so far we've been fairly impressed with that. There's also a touchpad on the side of the device. So it's not really something that's obvious if you look at it. But if you ever see anyone wearing it, it looks a little awkward because it kind of looks like they're massaging their temples, you know. But you can use that to go back and forth through lists, and then you can navigate into and out of menus by tapping or swiping down. So there's a sort of a touch interface for that. Google tries to advise that the apps you make don't require users to be doing that all the time, because the idea is it's to be as hands-free as possible. But if you're doing something like, you know, changing settings or browsing through, there's like actually like an activity feed that you see when you're on the main menu. You can flip back and forth through things you've done in the past. You can even see like text messages from friends from your phone. You can see your emails, things like that, in this activity feed that goes left to right. And so you can actually use the touchpad to flip through that, and you can like recall past Google searches, things like that.